Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steve Sadak and Eric Siska.
Howdy.
We're talking letters. We got some letters that we're going to read for you. How are you guys feeling about these letters?
I'm feeling good.
Good to great?
Good to great, yeah.
I'm feeling lukewarm, but the water's fine.
That's true.
You know, it's like a nice lukewarm pool.
Yeah, it's like swimming in pee.
And I'm going to waddle into these fucking... these fucking letters, man, like I'm swimming because it's summertime.
It is summer. We just came back from Rochester, New York, had another great We Hate Movies live show.
Great show. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, you missed out on a time, man.
And people have been coming up to me on the street, and I can't tell you, I can't go down the fucking street without somebody being like, hey, Sadak, you make these...
Blammo!
And I get shot in the chest and I die.
Ooh.
But my name is Resurrection Man, and I'm a short-lived DC Comics series from the late 90s.
Yikes!
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. That's funny.
No. People are like, hey, man, you make these cool posters. I can't get them because I live in wherever the fuck America, you know?
Yeah.
But now you can. They're all on the Etsy store. Check out WHM Podcast on Etsy. We got the Rochester poster, which is us as Ninja Turtles.
That's right.
We got a Jupiter Ascending themed poster from New York City, the great city of New York.
Yep.
You've got a Predator 2,
right,
one of my favorites, from Chicago. And you've got the DC one, which is us in front of the White House.
There you go.
All done by Chris Walton, who's a great friend of the show. At CWalton73 for more info on him. But you should check these posters out. They're pretty dope.
Yeah, there it is.
And it's a great way to support the show. Just an FYI. Now I'll get off my soapbox, you know.
Yep, we'll take it down. We'll put it off to the side there.
All right, now come in here with me into the letter pool.
Oh, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, is
yeah,
that
that's,
nice?
That's a little dingy. Right.
Feels
like
someone peed in this letter pool already.
Sorry.
I will start us off.
Okay.
The subject line of the first email this evening. Quandary.
Okay.
Dear WHM crew, in a bit of a quandary here. I got pretty stoked on hearing of your recent plans on coming to Los Angeles for a live show.
Oh, September 22nd.
That's correct.
At 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv, hollywood.improv.com.
That is correct. We'll be there talking Suburban Commando.
Tickets are still available now when we record this.
Right, but they're in short supply, so act fast.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like those Etsy posters, supplies are limited.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. I've been a big fan of the podcast for a while and never thought that I'd be able to see you guys live and possibly meet the hateful Trinity. Chris Cabin's back on the show, by the way. I'm from Bakersfield, California, so it's just a 2-hour drive to see you guys. The problem is that September 22nd, happens to be my son's 9th birthday.
Oof.
I've never been more tempted to ditch the knucklehead and bail on his birthday. Deadbeat move, I know. I'm screwed either way of seeing or not seeing you guys. I'd like to hear your opinion on my dilemma. Love the show, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a 10th birthday.
That's what I was about to say. Thank you. It's about as useless as a 20th, as a 22nd, a 17th, or a 19th. We're talking a 9th birthday.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
They don't remember anything until they're 10, right?
I don't think that's how that works.
But I mean, like, you get the kid a video game. You know, the show's not till 8 o'clock at night. It's a 2-hour drive. You 4 o'clock, you play the game with them all morning, all afternoon.
Yep.
Dad's got to go to work for the night. He doesn't know that it's watching a great comedy podcast show.
I'll tell you the other thing, by the way. This show's on a Thursday.
Yeah. Right.
You're not having a fucking birthday party on a Thursday.
It's going to be Saturday anyway. The clown's coming on Saturday, man.
you'd be hard-pressed to get a non-sexual clown on a weeknight.
Okay. Non-sexual clown?
Sexual clowns, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something a little different. And... If September 22nd is important to you and your family, and you know it's your son's birthday, and you're having this dilemma, maybe spend it with your son. I'd rather you come to the show.
We're trying to sell out the Improv here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Don't need your hand holding.
You know what?
I know.
And not to get on my soapbox again, but if anybody knows of any sexual clowns in Los Angeles, I will be there for a couple of days. Please DM DM me on the old Twitter. No, don't do that.
I'm just saying, logistically, you're not pulling off a kid's birthday party on a Thursday night. You're going to do it either that Saturday after or the Saturday before.
Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to do? Sit at home, have mac
you know,
and cheese?
Thursday is so close to Friday, and Friday's more fun. So,
to your
point, maybe have the party on that day. But
to Steve's point, just say you got to work.
Also,
you don't know no better.
Well, but then what happens when the kid is listening to this timeless podcast in the future?
Right.
This timeless mailbag, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they're listening to this in like 2037 on the unemployment line and hear this and that's when everything went south.
I bet you anything, dude, there's at least 12 Gary's in Bakersfield, California that got a 9-year-old kid with a birthday on September 22nd. Just putting it out there.
Here's my question to you, Gary, and only you can answer this, and no one can hear you. Are you a divorced dad? Because that's the thing. Is like
that changes it.
Is right? Is Thursday your day with this kid? Then
you don't want to get a judge involved.
You definitely don't, unless you got a sexual clown judge, which he's judge, jury, and executioner. I'll say that much.
Speaking of clowns, maybe not sexual, but
let this session come to order.
Let's say, hey, for your birthday, we're going to Los Angeles. How exciting!
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, it's going to be you take them to maybe Disneyland or something that has clowns,
sure,
that aren't sexual,
right?
And then you know what? Oh, it's time to go to bed, and then you run off to the show.
Oh, leave them in a hotel room. What is this, fun home?
No, leave him in a hotel room with a non-sexual clown.
Okay.
Or a sitter or someone, you know, another family member, maybe make a family trip out of it. But then you leave for the night to go step out and see a comedy show.
You know what? Any of those sound great. Point is, come to the show, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. Bring a sexual clown, please.
Let's do the next one there, Steve.
Caught watching R-rated movies.
Ruh-roh.
Dear We Hate Movies. That's us and Chris Cabin, who is still alive.
Right. He's kind of back on the show, right?
Yeah, he's back.
When I was 16.
He's just not here. No,
I know he is back. He's just not on this right now. Mm-hmm. He's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Dear We Hate Movies. When I was 16, my parents and I went to the mall.
Sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. What a gripping opening.
We're going to not get any more letters now.
No. My dad and stepmom dropped me off at the movie theater so I could see the new and exciting Star Trek Insurrection while they went shopping.
Yikes.
I agree.
I'd rather be going to that Lane Bryant or Dick's Sporting Goods with your parents than watching that in the theater.
That sounds like a much more sensible trip to me, Mr. Data. This movie's terrible.
Say, Mr. Data, let's go to Lane Bryant and follow it up with a trip to the food court.
Either that or you could watch Picard lay game on an immortal woman.
Captain, what is a free sample?
Bend over and I'll show you, Mr. Data.
My butt is ballooning up for you.
Oh, man, I forgot about the butt balloon in that movie.
You may proceed, Captain.
My dad, blah, 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 they dropped me off at the entrance and gave me some money for the ticket and snacks. And as I got to the ticket counter, I realized that Star Trek had already started. Bummer. Thinking that my parents would never know the difference, I got a ticket for Enemy of the State, which is rated R and a much better movie. That's true. Not by much. I mean, much is a tough one.
What's Enemy of the State? That Will Smith, Gene Hackman movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a better movie.
It's a better movie, but not much is kind of, you know, debatable.
It's not like it's a great movie.
Yes.
You got Jason Lee in there.
I do love the Rolls Gold pretzels that Gene Hackman is eating at the end of that movie.
You're either incredibly smart. Are incredibly stupid.
Remember how everyone was like, hey, man, that's like a fucking secret sequel to The Conversation.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know what the both movies have in common? Gene Hackman's got fucking headphones on for a time.
That's true. I don't see any fucking saxophones in that movie, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Not a goddamn lick of saxophone in that movie.
Speaking of which, since we are an educational program.
Yeah,
that's what the E is for. That is what I've been telling people for weeks.
The E on the side of the podcast is for.
I just want to tell people to seek out Francis Ford Coppola's The Conversation.
Excellent film.
It's my favorite Coppola.
It's to me, I'd say
I like it better than The Godfather, but I'm a crazy man.
You just hate Italians.
Yes, also true.
I hate him so much, I married one.
Yeah, that's like the best, to me, the best non-mafia-related Francis Ford Coppola movie.
You know, like The Outsider? No. No, of course not.
All right, let's continue here.
I looked over 17, so I got to take without any questions, because it's America, man. You could do what you want.
Totally.
This was the perfect crime. My parents would never know. I enjoyed the movie. And also, what is that movie rated R for, really? I don't believe there's nudity. Maybe there's like a flash of nudity.
I think there's like an F-bomb.
I mean, there's a couple of F-bombs because it was the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't think that was rated R, but whatever.
Is using a green-tinted camera mean that it has to be rated R?
Yeah,
that's
fucking filthy.
I don't want my kids seeing that.
For implications of voyeurism.
This is the perfect crime. My parents would never know. I enjoyed the movie, walked out of the theater, and... got into my parents' car, which had been waiting for me. I greeted my parents, and my dad said with a gruff, "Which movie did you see?" I told him Star Trek, and my dad yelled at me, "Which movie did you see? Which movie did you see?
Turn it off! Turn it off!
Is that my movie in there?" knowing I had been caught, I told him the truth and proceeded to get yelled at for the whole ride home.
Oh,
wow!
Jesus Christ.
I was such an idiot for thinking I'd get away with it. I don't know, man. I would do that move. Like,
and
what,
you know, my parents would be like, all right.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. By the way, I went on the Tribune, compared some run times. Half hour difference.
Oh, the half hour difference.
And here's the thing. That dad is not pissed off that this kid saw Enemy of the State. That dad is pissed off because that dad has been sitting in the fucking parking lot with the motor running, wasting gas for 30 goddamn minutes. God damn it. Gas ain't fucking free. Sit in a car with your mother. Why don't you fucking try that? Huh? Yeah, that's why that dude was upset. Enemy of the State. You're the enemy of this fucking car. I need my wallet.
That's my favorite. And this is a parent thing when they get to fucking, when parents get to 11, when start like making up irrational comparisons to things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's you're the fucking enemy. I think I've told the story before, but not a parent, but a teacher. I was wearing a Bart Simpson t-shirt that said, cool your Jets man once. And this religion teacher who was a total maniac in sixth grade yelled at me right to my face, "No, I will not cool my Jets man!" Like, lost it. Like, an adult losing it on a kid.
It's so fucking, enemy fucking of the state. Funny. Oh, it's so fucking funny. Had to go to Elaine Bryant! What am I gonna do at Elaine Bryant? I hope you like the fucking movie! We had Applebee's reservations, but they're fucking canceled now!
I mean, no one has Applebee's reservations.
Gonna drink a coffee culata! This family fucking meal ruined by Enemy of the State!
Welcome to Applebee's. We're full up. Do you have a reservation?
Fucking I did! But then I was Star Trek insurrected into my own fucking car!
Reservations at Applebee's. Reevaluate your life right now.
Without question. That's a 911 for a life reevaluation.
Obviously, since EOTS started later, it was going to end later, and my parents aren't stupid and figured it out. Have you ever been caught by your parents or theater staff trying to watch an R-rated movie while underage? Andrew, when you worked at the theater, did you ever catch somebody? And if you did you not care?
Oh, I cared. I cared a whole mess.
Wait, did you?
Oh, dude. There is no greater high than kids your own age out of a theater. I'll tell you what.
You're a jerk.
Oh, I'm a big jerk. But here's the fucking single biggest grade A jerk off thing I ever did. So there was a dude who started working at the theater one time. Didn't particularly care for him.
Uh-huh.
Knew that he was under 17 years of age, and the whole thing was like, "Hey, man, when you're off, you can go see whatever movie, whatever." Nobody gave a shit, right? I said to this crotchety old manager, I was like, "Hey, that dude's in whatever movie. that movie's rated R. That dude's under 17. This lady went and fucking kicked an employee out of a movie.
Oh, wow. You narc. You narco.
You
dude.
Are terrible.
Dude's fucking high on power, man. High.
That
high
is,
as a kite on power.
That is awful.
Oh, man. You are Netflix Narcos right now, man.
That is.
Netflix presents Narcos at that movie theater.
That is unforgivable.
Conversely, though, one time, me and my buddies were trying to sneak into Gladiator. Uh-huh. This was before I worked at the...
Shit.
Wait.
Gladiator was rated R?
Oh, yeah, dude, of course. There was blood and guts all over that
thing.
For
the crispy critter family that he's got hanging up there?
At the very least, man.
All right.
So this was at the same movie theater.
Any movie in 2000 has Oliver Reed in it had to be rated R.
Just for Oliver Reed. Yeah. So graphic violence and Oliver Reed.
So it was the same theater I would later go on to work at. I wasn't working there yet. Gladiator comes out. I mean, I was working there like 6 months later or something. But Gladiator comes out. We wanted to see it. We're going to sneak into the theater. This dude who was the biggest fucking dickhead manager at this place was like, we tried to get tickets. Here's the thing. We showed our hand, you know, beforehand. We were like, a bunch of tickets for Gladiator, please. And he's like, IDs. And I was like, you're checking IDs, man, whatever. So we bought tickets for U571.
And
I was like, hey, first things first, I'm definitely not seeing U571. So the theater was like sort of shaped like an H, and it had like a connecting middle hallway. So it was like, we're going to walk to the left to go to U571, go through the middle hallway, check back into Gladiator. Dude, we're walking through this middle hallway. This dude sidesteps like John Wayne into a doorway.
Oh,
wow. Fucking caught us red-handed. And he's like, where are you going? And we were like, oh, we're going to the bathroom. He's like, if you're not in that fucking U571 in 10 minutes, you're getting the fuck out of here.
That's insane.
So that's how I saw U571 in theaters.
I'm just imagining Columbo is his manager. And he's like, hey, what movie do those kids go take?
Just one more question.
No, nobody wants to see U571 in theaters.
They bought a ticket to what?
You better go sidestep out in that hallway right now.
I got a similar
thing. Oh, please.
The year 1999.
Ooh, oh, man, post-apocalypse.
Something like that, anyway.
We open on a coconut.
You know what? It might have been 98. I can't really remember.
We still open on a coconut.
Yeah, absolutely. I want something else. Sorry.
I try to buy a ticket at the local theater.
Right.
Sure.
For, hi, I'm an adult man.
You shouldn't have started with that, by the way. That throws the whole thing.
One for American Psycho, please.
Oh.
Yeah. So that didn't happen. I got shut down on buying a ticket for American Psycho.
American Psycho's like 2000, by the way.
All right, 2000. Yeah. I think it was like, it was
still
1 month.
Still opening at a coconuts. There's not a lot of inventory, but it's still a coconuts.
1 month from my whatever birthday that made me
Yeah.
Because my birthday's in May, and it came out in April. It's 2000, right?
Yeah.
How old was I in 2000, Andrew?
I don't know, Eric.
All right, hold on a second, 16 everyone.
Years ago. Do the math.
I got to do it back from my birthday. What are you talking about?
You might have been exactly like 17.
You were like, you were right there, dude.
Yeah,
you were
anyway,
primed.
Whatever. I was right at the precipice of R-rated cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they said no.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, fool these dumb fucks, all right? one for keeping the faith, please.
Oh, you're not a keeping the faith looking
guy? Exactly. It was like the same start time, and that movie.
Excuse me, ma'am. No one wants to see keeping the faith.
Is that kid going to see a movie where Ben Stiller's playing a rabbi? and he's friends with a Catholic priest?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. They're both fighting over Jenna Elfman? Track that fucking kid down right now.
I think we got an American Psycho in this.
So, okay, now what happens next? You wouldn't believe.
Oh,
all right, click to the next page. It's after the jump cut. All right. Okay, so, you know, I buy the ticket for Keeping the Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fucking dude, because it's like the manager running the ticket.
Oh,
booth
man,
right
that's
now.
The last thing you need.
Exactly. This fucking schlubby dude with a beard that hates life. And he's just like,
"Wait, was I working at that theater?"
No. You in the future, time travel paradise.
Oh, did he grab your cheek and went, "Sloppy dude with a beard there,"
and cursed you to become him?
No, dude. This dude pulls out like a walkie-talkie. He's like,
"We need a security here."
Oh, whatever,
dude. I am fucking two men escort me to the fucking theater to watch Keeping the Faith. So they
you had a security detail on a romantic comedy.
I did.
A religious tinged romantic comedy.
I get into the theater for Keeping the Faith. The trailers begin. Like, this is my break. American Psycho has probably already started. I got to get out of here. I go out into the hallway, and one of them's out there.
Oh, my God.
I run back into the theater. I watch Ben Stiller have his whatevers, and I'm like, huh. That's when I was like, oh, wow. I didn't know rabbis could have sex with women.
So you learned something.
I learned something, and mazel tov.
Keeping the Faith, pretty good hangover movie, by the way.
Really?
It is a pretty good... I rewatched it recently.
I've never seen it since because I've hated it because of that experience.
That's some understandable bias.
I was in the Bronx, so nobody cared. I bought a fucking ticket to 8mm and I was like fucking 12 years old.
This dude has some postscripts in this email.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Okay. One summer... P.S. One summer when visiting our mom, my older brother turned 17, and we went to see Air Force One in theaters.
Cool.
Since we was 17, we considered him my guardian, and since an R rating means no children under 17 unless accompanied by a parent or guardian, when my mom found out, all she said was, "I don't know if I approve of that." It's fucking Air Force One.
Yeah, it's fine. Get off my plane.
It's R-rated because that movie's a little more violent than it needs to be.
We're just shooting terrorists, but that's about it. Is that a Wolfgang Peterson
movie?
It is.
Yeah. I feel like if that movie came out today, it would probably be PG-13. Like, I feel like we've gotten a little laxer with the violence.
Well, yeah, but that movie would be made like a Olympus Has Fallen type
thing. Oh, I see. Presidential violence is a bit more...
right, yeah. Threatening situations involving a president.
Excuse me, ma'am. P.S. Wow, two postscripts. When I was in college, I used to binge watch The Office on Netflix and eat Taco Bell. Now whenever I see The Office on TV, I get hungry for Taco Bell.
What are you, George Costanza with Sex and the Sandwiches?
I am the same way with the movie The Abyss and Rolos.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck?
When both are interchangeable. When I see Rolos, I think of The Abyss. When I think about The Abyss, I want Rolos.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, man.
I feel like I've got those. I don't have one off the top of my head, though, but I kind of know what you're talking about.
Road Rash 3, Road Rash something.
Excuse me?
And Geneva cookies from Beverage Farm. Those pair like red wine and red meat, my friend.
Actually... I just thought of one. If I'm playing here, no. So there was the perfect combo. One
video games is a thing because that's like you're just chowing down.
I think I may have made this joke on the show before, but I think I could successfully travel back to 1997 if I simultaneously played GoldenEye N64, listened to Real Big Fish's "Turn the Radio Off" record, and had the smell of Tommy Hilfiger cologne in my nose.
Oh yeah,
because it was like one Christmas I got all of those, and it was just like that's what it was. If that happened, I might successfully travel 20 years into the past.
We'll have to do that.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, you're up.
All right, Eric.
All right, Eric.
Oh, that was Brian in Jacksonville.
Oh, I apologize. Brian in Jacksonville.
All right. Are we up to sexual integrity week?
I think that we are.
We are up to that.
All right, here we go. Here we go, everyone.
Hey, by the way, I'm getting a live news ticker update. Our in-the-field correspondent, Chris Cabin, has just sent a message to us because he's just sitting around watching movies. Purge Election Year is just as good as Purge Anarchy.
Oh, that means it's a great movie.
Maybe even better, says Chris Cabin.
I'm so excited.
Lifetime movie updates from Chris Cabin.
That's the thing. People are like, oh, you haven't seen Ghostbusters yet. I'm like, yeah, I want to see Ghostbusters, but I really got to see Purge Election Year.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for Purge Election Year.
I haven't seen Purge Anarchy. I saw that first one.
Get on, that's it.
Dude, that's your weekend, man. Don't make me make your weekend for you.
Sorry, Steve. I'll have you stop writing my schedule from now on.
So I'm working my way through the WHM back catalog. when I get to Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life.
Ooh.
Listening to it, I realized that I've heard this story before.
Okay.
The inaugural Sexual Integrity Week, which was held in my sophomore year at a prominent Christian university in Texas.
Oh, God almighty. Yikes. Literally.
Yeah. You know, I did 12 years at Catholic school. I was so ready for a state-run college, man.
Yeah. But you did, Northeast, bitter, cynical, asshole Catholics. That's true. This is like
Christian, Bible Belt Christian.
That is. What does Sexual Integrity Week entail, you ask?
Well, yes, I ask.
A lot of useless brainwashing bullshit.
Sounds about right.
There are presentations all week.
A week!
At our daily assembly in the basketball arena, which seats about 4,000.
Wow.
So you got 4,000, presumably, horny kids.
Just PTLing in there, man.
PTLing.
Praising the Lord.
Did not know that. Was...
Oh, my Lord.
Excuse me, man. What does PTL mean? Bend over and I'll show you.
Columbo. Long dead Columbo.
Gonna knock my glass eye out like that.
Oh, man.
Bopping that mogwai.
Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking of something else.
Of course you are.
Yeah, of what he can do with that.
Oh, no.
Following what I considered a tasteless skit about date rape.
What I considered.
personally, everyone else loved it, but... Or being a slut.
Yikes!
I'm not really sure. A young man stepped to the podium. Okay, so they had offensive, weird things going on, as you might imagine.
Sure.
And then a young man cautiously walked up to this podium. And then he spoke about finding his roommate's Playboys and really liking them.
Bum, bum, bum. Playboys? What year is this?
Playboys gave way. This is 1979.
To Hustlers? Uh-oh.
Just one more question. Was My Sharona by the Knack the number one?
Playboys gave way to more graphic magazines, he started saying. At this point, I'm wondering, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
Then it went where I was hoping it wouldn't. He told us, all 4,000 of us, that his junior year, he discovered masturbation.
Junior year.
Of college?
Holy shit.
Did everyone just be like, what the fuck, dude?
You need me to
draw you a diagram?
4,000 people laughing and pointing at a 20 to 21-year-old person.
That is insane. That is crazy. I mean, obviously, start masturbating earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
The worst part was that it was porn-induced masturbation, which is, I guess, a sin.
Was that on one of them stone tablets, Steve?
No, but everyone's like, your body is a temple. You shouldn't abuse your body.
Body is a wonderland.
But you know what, dude? Like,
but wait, hold the phone,
if your body's
Steve.
A temple, you gotta fucking mop that shit. You can't let crud just sit around.
That's totally true.
You gotta
true.
Flush the pipes every so often.
You're goddamn right,
well, Padre.
Hold the phone there now.
Don't tell the Padre about it.
Listen, on the stone tabs, man. On the stone tabs.
Yeah, with them ten little notes
on the stone roses. It says, "Do not covet your neighbor's wife."
Yes.
Right.
So you can't jerk it to your neighbor's wife.
Specifically, no.
Anyone else is fair game.
That's what I've heard.
What constitutes neighbor, though? Are we talking next door? Are we talking the whole neighborhood?
I think...
Same zip code?
No more and no less than 40 cubits from your house.
I think... Okay, let's... Translating it to a house, I would say it's anyone next to you or maybe, you know, anyone on your street.
Mm-hmm.
So in New York City, I'd say anyone in your building you can't jerk it to.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then you're going to hell. But, you know, if you got a neighbor down the block, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Down the block.
So the word... porn-induced masturbation. He went on and on. Apparently, this guy was beating it at the drop of a hat for at least a year until, Jesus or some shit. Anyway, for the first time in my life, I really, truly felt embarrassed for someone. Apparently, this guy or one of the 4,000 students or faculty that were in there that day wrote a Lifetime movie, and I was there at the moment of inspiration. I think he's just saying this reminded him of Cyber Seduction. Yeah.
But I mean, again, we're talking Playboys. This has to be in the mid-80s.
Because we're not talking about internet pornography.
Hold on. Well, this is a Christian school. They control that shit like North Korea.
That's true.
So that internet's probably down, and you can only access JesusFish.com.
Right. So you need them high-gloss photos.
Yeah, you need that hustler.
Oh, shit.
Larry Flint's going to bring you a hustler.
Don't worry, kids. I'll save your college experience. I'm Larry Flint. I'm a large fish in a wheelchair.
That is so what he is.
He looks like a large fish.
He just goes, bah, 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 bah.
Like when he talks, he looks like King Hippo from Punch-Out.
Yeah. Bah, bah, bah. It's a trap.
Oh, man, Admiral Akbar.
As played by Larry Flint.
Or either or. I think both ways.
Oh, no, Courtney Love's dying in a pool.
Now he's just turned into JR, but...
Yeah, careful there. JR had nothing to do with that.
Courtney Love, that pool's that bathing suit's a trap.
Well...
Or bath.
That's a free idea, Star Wars sequels. So this fellow goes on to write, "You guys make me laugh.
Oh,
keep
thanks.
Up the good work, Josh." Well, thank you, Josh, and I'm sorry that you grew up in Texas.
Can I tell you my biggest regret of my high school days?
Here we go.
It was an all boys Catholic academy.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a retreat, and all of my friends decided it was like just some religious retreat, an overnight thing. Everybody I
knew. It's never just some religious retreat, Steve.
Well, it was something. It was like Jubilee something or other.
Ooh.
The X-Men were involved.
Some like half-Japanese chick was shooting fireworks out of her hands.
Absolutely.
Now we're talking.
But everyone I know, because it was the early 2000s, did ecstasy.
Oh, right.
And they were doing some
Wait. Everyone you knew?
All of my friends.
Are you serious?
All of my good friends.
Ew. I only knew grass wolves
But that's the thing. Everybody was rolling, and we're all sitting around a fire, and all of my friends' eyeballs are popping out of their head, and I'm like, man, you fucking coward, you know? I gotta listen to this religious horse shit, and everybody else having a really cool time next to me.
Everybody's talking at me.
Exactly. Never did ecstasy. It's a shame.
Yeah, I missed the boat, too.
Horse, man.
Didn't go rolling.
Doing that sweet K.
Mm-hmm. Whose turn's this?
This is mine. WHM College / Bad Impressions.
Oh, no, this is part of a chain, actually. The first line of this, when you say it. Say it.
We'll say it. "Never mind, I am just a student and did not realize the complexity of setting up a visit."
Now, actually in reference to a gentleman student had reached out to us and was like, "Hey, man, I love your show. A bunch of my college buddies do. You should come play in my college." And we were like, "Oh, awesome. How does that work?" And he's like, "Never mind."
Yeah, I thought you were a legitimate representative of the student government.
Right.
Maybe the major activities coordinator.
The union.
But
student union.
Here's the thing. We Hate Movies will play your college.
We will play your college.
If you're a college student, you like this show, you have enough friends, just any like, we get in with the young youths.
Exactly. We would love to play colleges. Step one, tell an adult.
Yes. Go to your student union, get that sweet, sweet mandatory student activation fee going.
Because that's
on
the thing. Well, it's a student activity fee.
Oh,
you're
right.
Not activating anything, Steve. It's a student activity
fee. Turn the key. All
look,
right?
Your
turn
parents, the key. Your parents are paying for this shit now.
Pull the string.
You're going to be up to your fucking eyeballs in debt paying that shit off till you're 50 years of age. If you look at that statement, there's a little thing, mandatory student activity fee.
Right.
You're paying it anyway, man.
Exactly. Might as well go to us.
Yeah. If you are interested in having us come to your college, which we will do, get in touch with your student union representatives. We will, of course, do WHM Live at your college.
And we all hate movies@gmail.com with the proper representation.
Exactly.
Right.
Any college.
Yes.
I'll say it. Any college.
We'll even do that crazy-ass fucking Christian college. They probably won't want us.
No, likely not.
No problem with a brush with death. They're chasing you. Got your Jerry Falwell motherfucker chasing me across a football field. If we're getting that mandatory student activity fee, I'll take it.
Step one is tell an adult, get the student union involved. Step two, when they're like, oh, can I listen to an episode? Don't tell them to listen to this episode. Give them another episode.
Right. And maybe like a safer one. We've been talking about a lot of like animal fucking and jerking off recently. Maybe something from season five or lower.
Yeah.
Without the anchor of the homegrown, down-to-earth, gentle spirit that is Chris Cabin, we have been fucking pigs for the
rolling
last few months.
Rolling in
piggish behavior.
Okay, so that's
actually fucking pigs.
And like the former PM of Britain.
And advertisement. But seriously, go do it.
Go do it. We'll do it. So anyway, we'll continue on with the letter now. Mm-hmm. So he goes on to say that, I actually have a mailbag question for you. You guys have lamented how annoying people doing the Borat voice is. And
Very nice.
Yeah, that's the one. I recently listened to a podcast where someone had to do a fat bastard impression.
Oh, my God. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Are we talking a soundboard or does somebody? Because you know,
I
like,
guarantee you, it was that get in my belly.
Yeah, someone was like, "Get in my belly."
Well, no, am I pressing a button on my computer?
No,
or am I doing
this. I think this is. I because this is an impression.
We're doing an impression.
Oh, all right,
fat bastard impression.
Yeah, I mean, a soundboard is bad enough, but an impression is.
They
worse.
Did that, and then they followed it up with the classic line: "I got a turtle head poking out."
Oh, that's so funny.
Millions of dollars he was paid for that.
Hey, movie. Andrew, you should be a comedian.
Hachi Machi. Growing up with that movie in theaters, I heard that impression way too much.
You and me, everybody.
What are some other awful, overly done impressions you guys have heard? I ask you guys also to point out how funny and out of the ordinary you guys are with the impressions of Jesse Ventura, Jim Belushi, and Nick Nolte. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess growing up, when I did, I got in my grade school anyway, there was fucking Jim Carrey kid.
Oh, I think everybody had a fucking Jim Carrey kid.
I had I saw someone come down with a serious case of Jim Carrey kid.
Every time a new movie, when The Mask came out, it was smoking and all that shit.
Oh, you know, Somebody Stop Me, that's a fucking
Somebody Stop
one.
Me, Liar. He took it to about Liar, Liar, and then I think he aged out of it.
Because I think that's sort of where it stopped altogether.
There weren't catchphrases, but it was like something about, there's that Ike and Teal in the line, and it's like, put some stank on it. That one was something there.
Jesus,
but
you're
hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it, he was saying in the hallway in a Catholic grade school. Kind of weird. FYE.
But you're never, at least we never got there. I'm a number 23.
Whatever. I am playing a saxophone. Yeah, that never
happened. The Majestic needs funds or else it's going to close, Martin Landau. Or whatever.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, maybe. He's doing a lot of shit in Bruce Almighty.
I will say another thing that, you know, I know this is considered a cult classic by some. I saw this movie in theaters opening weekend and wanted to fucking commit suicide in the parking lot. And it became very quotable, was that goddamn Napoleon Dynamite.
Ooh, woof.
Oh, tots. Oh, my tots. People fucking doing Napoleon Dynamite impressions. That was a thing for a good long while.
That's a movie that's kind of like, I know you guys hate it more than I do, but that movie is ruined by the fan phenomenon.
Oh, the culture, right. Yeah.
I think one of the most overdone impressions I've heard is Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's a bad one. That's one of those, like,
one that anyone can do.
Right. I mean, and listen, we are more than aware that what we're doing here is just
terrible.
Silly shit.
And we're usually cribbing from other comedians as well. The George Bush is totally Dana Carvey's George Bush.
That's all it is. That's all it is. And we're just admitting that right now. Because we're not, you know, claiming to be impersonators.
We're not, you know, the three of us may weigh as much as Frank Caliendo, but we don't think that we're all Frank Caliendo.
Hoo-ah!
Dude, you ever watch that guy's rotten TV show he had for 5 minutes?
Oh, Frank TV.
Where he was living, like, it looked like he would walk into a house. Like, you know, because it was that time when it was like, you know, Dave Chappelle would come on stage and talk about a comedy bit and then it would come on.
Right.
So we were all doing that, but it would be like Frank Caliendo in this weird house where it looks like he had the family tied up in the basement. He's like, now I'm going to do comedy for you guys.
Holy shit. No, you know why I never watched Frank TV? Because I didn't trust my veins and my arms not to open up on their own. And that's why I never tuned into Frank TV.
Very odd and specific impression of what if what if Al Pacino ate Robert De Niro?
Wouldn't it just sound like Al Pacino? Man. Why would the voice change, no, Frank Caliendo?
Yeah, no, it's just that he's bigger.
Oh, I thought you were saying this was an actual Frank Caliendo bit that he did.
I'm fat shaming him.
Oh, gotcha.
What I love about the Frank TV thing was, because that's what this letter's about, right? Frank TV? No, but it'd be like, oh, it must have been such a rotten experience. Because not only do you have to like hang out with Frank Caliendo all day, he's playing all the parts. So like you as the film crew is like, all right, let's do the Al Pacino part.
Yes.
And then we'll do the Charles Barkley part where he's fucking talking to Charles Barkley.
Yeah, you got to do your...
Wait, what? He played Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
That dude loved blackface. FYI.
On TBS?
On TBS, man.
TBS. We know blackface.
God. Well, you know, and just to get back to my fat shaming, I'm fine with... You know, we're all fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let people know.
Come to the LA show. Tickets are still available. See how fat we are.
Get a good look. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, trying to specifically target anything.
No. You know how you can tell that the Love Guru was a failure, though? You didn't have those same kids walking around going, Mariska Hargitay.
Oh,
Mariska Hargitay.
Because
over and over
thankfully
again.
Thankfully, society had moved on.
Oh, we, as human beings, said thanks but no thanks to the fucking Love Guru, man. All right, moving on.
This is a little something. We got a little bit of a We Hate Movies Reddit going on.
Big Reddit community on We Hate Movies subreddit.
Right, that is reddit.com/r/WeHateMovies.
That's correct.
Over 1,000 strong, bunch of people talking about
it. Good
way
to talk
show.
About every episode we put out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I tell you, there was a Reddit thread that spurred up spontaneously. I think this was from Lady in the Water when we were talking about, you know, oh, this is getting good when, like, the lights cut out and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So this was a Reddit comment from a thread called Movie Theater Mishaps. Got 3 points. I don't understand the points on Reddit.
They're called upvotes.
Upvotes.
And, yeah,
so three people were like, that's cool, ding.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's cool, ding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, ding.
And you'll see, like, even on our little sub, sometimes, you know, we'll get, like, 40 upvotes on a topic. And
that's fun.
I'm just learning, all right? I'm just learning.
So somebody named Palantine, don't know if it's a man or a lady. This is my favorite one.
Maybe it's a dog writing.
It could be a dog with a blog.
Maybe it's a politician running for office in 1976 New York City. We are the people.
See Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver.
I went to see Police Academy 5 by myself.
Oh, yikes. Right away, yikes.
Which one was 5? Is that?
That's Miami Beach.
That's Miami Beach.
That's Miami Beach.
Good thing to see alone, I guess.
A friend bailed out on me.
You know what?
Like,
then
not
going to the movies.
He's like, oh, you know what? The whole plan was, like, oh, we'll go to the movies on Saturday. Oh, yeah, cool, blah, blah, blah. Talk to you later. Oh, hey, what are we seeing on Saturday? Oh, Police Academy 5. Talk to you later.
Oh, I got something.
And I remember being so bummed, realizing that Mahoney wasn't showing up. And I was a big Bobcat fan at the time, and he wasn't there either.
Now he's back in that balloon.
Oh, no! Anyway, during the fan boat chase at the end... The screen cut to black, and 4 other people and I sat patiently for 15 minutes for the movie to start up again.
Oh,
sad, pathetic moment.
Oh,
yeah, that's what that is.
That's tough.
Yeah, the good thing is though, with that you could definitely get a free ticket.
You're getting a comp pass.
You want the comp
without
pass
without question.
Did I tell the story where I met Joel Schumacher on this television on this podcast?
I wish it was a television show.
Get the cameras going.
Yeah, well, we're doing a live show in Los Angeles. Make it happen, Hollywood.
I'll schmooze now that I'm best buds with Joel Schumacher.
So please tell us your story, your brush with Joel Schumacher, director of Falling Down.
I was unemployed last year, so I got to see a lot of movies during the mid-afternoon on weekdays.
That's when you want to go.
And Spectre was just out, and I was like, oh, I'll check this movie out. It was like 2 weeks after. I go in, I get my popcorn, get my soda pop. Spectre's about to start, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I think that's Joel Schumacher. And he's down there. He's by himself. Obviously, that's when, if you're a luminary like Joel Schumacher, you're not going to go with the schlubs and the plebes
on
a Sunday night showing.
No, no.
You go during the day, so nobody, you want to see Spectre like everybody else.
And you want to keep your anonymity, because you know what? That ponytail sticks out like a sore thumb.
No ponytail this time around.
Get out of town.
Yeah, he's got a good bob going these days.
Oh, shit.
Kind of looks a little bit like Andy Warhol.
Oh,
that's a movie I'd watch.
I can
Joel Schumacher
that.
As Andy Warhol?
Sure.
I'm convinced this is just some random dude.
It was not. The movie.
He's wearing a t-shirt that said, I'm Joel Schumacher on it.
We sat through 20 minutes of Maria Menounos' shit and then 40 minutes of whatever the fuck trailers I had to see.
You're right.
And it's James Bond, and it starts up and it says, Boston, 1979. And I'm like, hold on. This is an odd turn for James Bond. And it's like just people talking in a Boston accent in a police station. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if James Bond is showing up. But there's like seven people in theater, one of which is Joel Schumacher. And everyone does that thing where you like poke up like groundhogs and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Is everybody else seeing what I'm seeing?
You look around like it's going to do something.
But you want to make sure that you're not fucking crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Is everybody seeing what I'm seeing? But it's a big thing.
I could see James. It would be interesting. Let's reboot James Bond in 1970s Boston.
Oh, in Southie, you think?
Yeah, he could be... You know, a Boston guy. He could have a Boston accent, and he could hate people of other races.
He's definitely hating the Irish.
No, he would be Irish.
Oh, he would be Irish.
He'd be against like school buses and stuff. Like, right. So you can't bring them in here, and all whatever else happened in the '70s.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah. So maybe that's a Ben Affleck movie. What you just described.
If Ben Affleck was
James Bond.
Oh, Affleck Bond. It might happen. He's Batman.
Bond
What's next?
Fleck?
He's debonair.
Wait a second. Can I wager what's going on here?
What's up?
Was someone accidentally playing Spotlight?
It was exactly Spotlight.
Oh my God, what an error.
Oh my God, James Bond versus the Catholic Church.
Dude, that needs to happen.
I would go.
Oh, that's how you'll get me to the Hiddleston movie. It's him versus the Catholic
Church.
Sure,
well, dude, you're filming in sexy Rome, Italy.
Is that confirmed?
No.
Tom Hiddleston?
No, not confirmed at all.
All right.
So we all kind of do this thing, and everybody, all six of us, or it's like more like 14.
Including
Joel Schumacher, get out. And this is what I really get a good look. Holy fuck, it's Joel Schumacher.
I wouldn't even know what he looks like.
And he's like, this is fucking ridiculous. And I was like, yeah, Joel Schumacher, you're right. And the manager comes, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Just give me 10 minutes, I'll change the reel. And then we all kind of just go back in the theater. I hold the door open for Joel Schumacher. He says, oh, what a gentleman. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's definite Schumacher, man. Classic Schumacher right there.
Yeah, so he gets in, and she comes in, and the spotlight's going on for like 5 minutes. She's like, look, I apologize. We're going to get your movie started right now. And then Joel Schumacher, being a theater comedian, very rare for Joel Schumacher, is like, well, I think you should get everybody free popcorn. And everyone claps. And
well,
like,
to be fair, it's six popcorns.
And nothing happens. We did get free tickets. I would love to watch Joel Schumacher redeem that free ticket.
Oh, because he's telling the full story.
There's no way he's redeeming that ticket. At best, that's a bookmark in the Schumacher house.
So that was my run-in with Joel Schumacher last year.
Oh, bravo. So, Eric Siska, take us out on our final email of the evening.
Of the season, by the way.
Yeah, this is the season finale of emails.
Hello from a silent fan base.
Ooh.
Dear We Hate Movies, I'm writing in to express my admiration for your podcast and let you know about a large and mostly silent fan base of yours.
Mm-hmm.
The inmates of the Eastern Correctional Facility.
What?
Hey, now we're talking.
Before you freak out, yes, I'm writing from a maximum security prison, but no, I'm not a murderer.
Woo!
Close call.
You know what, man? People make mistakes. That's all I'm saying.
You downloaded the show by mistake?
Yes, that's the only way you'd be listening to the show.
That's how the prison community got turned on to us, was someone accidentally downloaded it.
Anyway, your podcast has become a huge hit here and has brought in some much-needed levity and humor to what can be a long and boring routine. We get a limited amount of internet time, and one of my fellow inmates discovered your website. There, a group of us who have proceeded to burn through the entire back catalog, and we anxiously await each new episode. We don't get all the pop culture jokes. I've been in here since 2004, so you can imagine I've missed some things.
Well, we reference a lot of old-timey things that are actually way before you.
The 10-year rule was instated for the prison pop.
That's actually
for Gen
very
pop.
True.
Well, now I'm imagining like all of our coconuts jokes. And he's like, wait, did something happen to coconuts?
Guys, something happened to coconuts. I got all these gift cards at home.
Are you telling me I can't go to an FYE anymore?
It turns out a lot of people wrote to us that, yes, there's FYEs still
all,
across
all
the
over
country,
this great land.
Which is insane.
In the Purple Mountains and all that stuff.
And also, I don't care.
The Purple Mountains. Meanwhile, in Purple Mountains, America. but I love your impressions and your sense of humor. I especially love hearing actual New Yorkers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, unlike some other podcasts.
All those fake New York shows.
That's just me saying that.
Yeah, oh, I know it is.
Your podcast is a small window of freedom for a lot of us, and I hope it continues for many years. I get jealous hearing about your live shows, but maybe if you're still around in 2020, I'll be able to finally see the gang in person. You also get some huge laughs in here with all your mob mafia jokes.
Well, you know, as we say, and we will constantly say, We Hate Movies is a mob-friendly show.
Pro-mafia. Yeah. And you know what? I want to expand
why
that to
make,
the...
Why make enemies anyway,
No,
right?
Of course not. I want to expand that to the Yakuza just because why not? Yeah.
Just
and,
in case.
Well, I guess we won't expand it to the Aryan Nation.
No, we'll leave them out. You know what, man?
No.
Yeah, that's a little too rough around the edges. Maybe clean
the
up.
The mafia is fine.
If you ever need a favor, I'm sure we can work something out. Ha ha, just kidding, ? Be good to each other and stay the heck out of prison. Anthony Tony, quote unquote Tony, is the nickname.
Okay.
Well, Tony, thanks so much for writing.
Is this an internet hoaxer? I don't know if they.
I hope it's not
internet,
because I do imagine if this election goes the way I don't want it to go, all three of us are going to be in debtor's prison anyway.
Sure.
And we're going to need friends on the inside.
That's right. Very true.
We're all lumps of dough ready for fucking action right now.
Lord.
No, we are not. If you were listening to this from prison, I'm lifting weights right now.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for writing in. As always, when we get letters of this kind, we are happy to be doing our part. It's right. Constantly insane to us that this stupid show that we started many years ago has brought, you know, so much joy to people all over the world in all sorts of situations. And you know what? You're in prison, man. It fucking sucks. You'll be out in a few years. Stay strong. Keep listening to the show.
And, you know, we don't talk about this often because it doesn't come up all that often, but people do write longer emails about, like, my parent died, my whatever. Those aren't fun for mailbags, but, you know, they're you know, rough all over.
Yeah, and condolences, everyone.
Literally everyone.
But also, like, we've had emails in the past. I don't know if we were doing mailbags yet where... Soldiers stationed in Afghanistan had been listening to this show.
Yeah.
made a like a little game out of it, and you know, that's sort of like prison as well.
Mm-hmm. I've always said, if we could get on that USO bill, I'd do a live show for the soldiers.
If we get double billed with Frank Caliendo and he's mad at us?
Oh shit! Well, we could compare impressions. I'd be like, hey, Caliendo, how's your Nick Nolte?
And you'd be like, oh, wow, you're really talented. Oh, shit, that dude's really talented. Shit.
That is the final WHM mailbag for WHM Season 6. Can you believe it?
And some people have been confused.
Yes.
Just want to clear the air.
Sure, go for it. Clear it up.
Okay. There will be new mailbags starting in September.
Yes.
There'll be a new bunch of stuff starting in September. August, we take a little break, but there will be three brand new episodes that are our previous few months live tour.
Live recording. So we got Predator 2 live in Chicago.
Ooh.
We got Jupiter Ascending live in Brooklyn. We got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 live in Rochester, New York.
And we've also got reruns. There's so much content. Why would you ever unsubscribe or stop listening?
Exactly. No.
These reruns, by the way, gang, everyone's like, you know, I was on the internet and I found out this episode didn't work because it's 25 years old. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, dude. I'm not going to fucking break my ass.
Tony wasn't even in prison yet when these were coming
out. Yeah, exactly. Tony was just still doing hits. But no... No, I'm not sure what Tony did. He said he's not a murderer.
Either way, we're pro Tony.
But these a lot of these episodes, that's what these reruns are. They're all episodes that are not on the main feed as it stands.
Right.
We record, and there's like 5% new content. Maybe a joke is in there.
Right, yes. We'll introduce them briefly. And, yeah. You know, I think we're kind of going for mostly an all-horror theme this August.
I think we're
going
to try and do it so it's like an August spooktacular almost.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah. Horror in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So like Freddy Krueger going on vacation.
And all I'm going to say is if we don't get enough downloads, we're not coming back. So, you know.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. You got to treat these like new episodes or else we're not coming back. We can see those numbers.
There's a line drawn in the sand.
I see you sleeping, Canada. Let's get on it.
And that means I better see some downloads from the Eastern Correctional Facility. And also have your warden right into the show.
That'd be great.
I just want to, hey. Prove it, Tony.
If you want your strange stories read on the air or your questions for the WHM gang answered, write into the mailbag. WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. Until September, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Eric Sisko.
Take it easy.